On the eve of the government's Close the Gap update for 2016, which the Prime Minister will release tomorrow, Reconciliation Australia says that only 30% of black and white Australians socialise. The organisation says mutual trust is low and there's still too little involvement of Indigenous Australians in policy decision making which affects them. The State of Reconciliation in Australia report is being released this morning. Justin Muhammad is the CEO of Reconciliation Australia. Justin, good morning. Welcome to RN Breakfast.
Good morning.
Your study says that one in three Indigenous Australians have experienced racial abuse and only one in three of the wider Australian community actually socialises with Indigenous Australians. What picture does that paint?
Look, it paints a couple of things. We know that for sure that there's been a lot of activity over the last 12, 18 months which kind of shows that the nation doesn't fully have engaged with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, and because of the lack of the contact or lack of access to learn about the histories and cultures, it leads to, you know, a lot of, you know, one-sided or stereotyped approaches when talking about Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, and that leads unfortunately into racism and discrimination, which is unfortunate, but that's where we sit at the moment as a nation.
And I guess we've been talking about reconciliation for a good while now, like more than 20 years. Have we got any indication of whether that figure is changing, the degree of socialising between black and white Australians, the degree of trust too, which you note in your report is pretty low? Is that changing? Is it improving? Is it going backwards, forwards?
Yeah, look, I think it's like a number of the figures or the number of the statistics which are out there around Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities, and tomorrow we'll hear a lot more with the Close the Gap report. But it is changing, but it's changing slowly. This report's about we need to engage at a far higher level, and we start need to be a lot more pointed about reconciliation, and we need to move this journey along a lot quicker than what it has done in the past. So the report clearly shows that there has been some gains, but there's a lot of work to be done. But I think at the moment the nation's in a place to enter its next chapter, and this is where we've got to make sure this chapter is written in a way we can look back in time and say, yep, we've achieved.
I want to come to the next chapter because that's what your report's focused on. But if you say it shows we need to be engaged at a higher level, isn't it in fact the opposite, that while the policymakers might be engaged, that at a street level we're not really mixing and trusting and understanding?
Yeah, well, when I say a higher level, I mean a more meaningful level at a more consistent rate right across all of Australia. And we even see that through government, even with the engagement they have, if it's not done properly, that it can still be done fairly wrong as well as how policies are developed and how interaction with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities are. But this report is focused not just at the government, it's on all sectors of Australia, corporate, mm-hmm. business, and the average person on the street doing their day-to-day life, sending the kids to school, to work. I mean, this is a report which we say needs all Australians to contribute and be a part of this journey that we have.
Okay, well, how do we enter the next chapter? What is the next chapter? What's the headline of it?
Next chapter we've got to address some critical components within Australia's history, and I think that's something which is slowly starting to turn in the right direction. But we also have got to move our vision or our sights only on addressing the symptoms of employment, education, poor health, and those areas which always seem to come up through media and reports, but also look at what the fabric which binds us as a nation. And this is the important part. Whenever there is something which kind of breaks the surface or challenges somebody, that's when we see the ugly side of our nation, and we need to address those issues. And that takes communication, takes a lot of respect, and be able to have regular dialogue and be able to find out and talk and to learn about Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander cultures.
We spoke with Indigenous journalist Stan Grant recently on the program after he gave that speech where he talked about the Australian dream being rooted in racism, and he talked there about we need to learn more about our black history. But then there's another school of thought that says, you know, learning about that stuff and understanding that, that's one thing, that's all very well, but that's a symbolic, and practical reconciliation is what works, and that's all about those other indicators you talked about, education, employment, things like that.
Yeah, well, I think what we've had seen over the last probably 5 to 10 years is there's been a lot of focus on those employment, education, health areas. And that needs to continue in a very strategic approach. But what we would like to see that to understand why our nation is in this position, why Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people suffer these statistics, is that you need to understand the history of that and then be able to say, okay, let's start dealing with a particular path where we're going down, is that there needs to be the truth, justice and healing process. And that is understanding what the truth is. Let's make sure we get things right, which is around the justice area, and then understand that healing takes time and there's a place for that to happen, and that's between people but also individuals as well.
A key message of this report, and it's not a new message, it's a message we've been hearing for a long time, but as Noel Pearson said recently, the system seems to be at a dead end. But the need to bring Indigenous Australians into the policy-making roles, into making these decisions. And you talk about the justice there and the figure that sticks out. I don't even think it's measured in closing the gap, but the incarceration rates. Would that change if Aboriginal Australians were more involved in the decision-making, the policy-making for themselves?
Look, definitely. I mean, our report calls that we need to see a stronger governance on government around how they administer, how they plan Aboriginal affairs, and we need to see evidence-based policy around Aboriginal affairs, and that's some of the things which have gone missing. And it's not only Noel Pearson, but others have. There's been the Productivity Commission has shown this in their reports. There needs to be a lot of work of how that gets rolled out, and the best way for that, and our report, and looking internationally, it shows that if the people that you're designing the policy for or designing programs for aren't part of the decision making and planning, then it's going to lead to something which is not going to meet the full complement of what it's set out for. So we know that it works, and we need to get a system in place where there's stronger interaction with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people around the table, drawing up the plans and talking to government in its policy making.
We keep saying it, Justin. Thank you very much for joining us again on Breakfast.
Thank you very much too.
Justin Mohammed is the CEO of Reconciliation Australia.